I would like to learn over the last Gemara we learned yesterday. Baruch Hashem, I found a Marei Mesoda that is Mavaya Rashi. So, Ma'at HaZachu Arav. So if we'll get a little clearer, we are accomplishing a lot. Let us start from the Memra of Rav Huna. Oma Rav Huna, Oma Rav. Shvuei Shaloi Eichel Kiker Zu Ba'avun Loibo. The person makes a shvue, he should not eat a kiker, ma'alvin loibo. Zokt Rashi, ma'alvin loibo. The loino dar ela me'achile. He only aser d'achile. So me'mele, so what's wrong? The e mishum de loichozi lei. Ay, he can't eat it. How could it be yasuda haruyolo, he can't eat it. Hochozi lachine, but it is edible for other people. Midi dahavi anozer biayin. That since it's chozil achine, so it is considered suda horuya, and it is kaine shvise, even though personally he's not permitted to eat it. Kiker zu olai, ein ma'alvin loibo. Kiker zu olai, so Rashi says, mashme kol devar hanoso ka'osale. He answered all the hanoh that he can derive from it. So memela ein ma'alvin loibo. Now, Tosfos asks Akasha and Rashi, why should it be osur? It's ein ma'alvin elo ledvar mitzvah, a mitzvah's lav lehonis nitnu. So why, even though it's osur bahano, but he's not deriving hano? That's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Now, to fa'am for Rashi, the Rishonim, the Tais Rabbeinu Peretz, the Ritve, say that Rashi holds that, either ma'alvin ledvar harishus, or you hold mitzvahs lehenes nitno. That's how the Rishonim fa'am for Rashi. The Marei Mesoda wants to say a nikuda over here, which later in Rashi will be very gishmak. The Marei Mesoda says as follows. He says, Amoyre Dike Ha'ore. There's a bekannte Gemara in Reish Hashanah. The Gemara in Reish Hashanah says that Hanoida min Hamayin, if a person made a neder that he won't derive benefit from Hamayin, so Tevel by Bimaisak Shomim, he's permitted to Tevel himself in the winter, he's only getting Ruchnius out of the Tvila, mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu, but b'maisachama, he's not allowed to tevel himself. Why isn't he allowed to tevel himself b'maisachama? So, the machlokes are showing him why, because he has hanor from the mayim. So he says, Rashi and the Ran and the Dorim hold, said that, b'maisachama, if he tevels himself b'maisachama, he's deriving hanor saguf, which is besides the hanor mitzvah. That means if a person said, I won't derive hanor from a mayon. Koinam mayon olah. He asked a mayon that he's not allowed to have hanor from it. So b'maisak shomim, what is he getting? What is he deriving benefit from the mayon? He's becoming toil. Mitzvah slav lehenes nitno. B'maisak hamo, he's deriving hanor's gufni. He was hot before. He goes into the mikveh. He cools off. So he's having hanor's gufni. This is not a mitzvah. This is already hanor's haguf habo b'hadei mitzvah. Here you don't say mitzvah slav lehenes nitno. That is the svara of the Ran and the Rashi. And the Ran and Rashi. The Rashi b'shita is, and he says Tais b'shita is also like this, that if you have hanos haguf bahadei mitzvah, it is also mutter. You also say mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu, and it's a gate mil nishtan bahanos haguf. Why? That's a long shmus to understand why it is that way. But al kaponim, that's the shita. So if that is the case, so why be moi sachamot osa litvil boy? So they learn shad al sagzere. He might stay there longer. He's there already in the mikveh, and it's hot, and it's a cool mikveh. So therefore, he's not allowed to tevel himself in the mikveh because we're afraid he's going to have ano la'achar ha-mitzveh. He's going to stay there already. So therefore, he's also litvel b'maisacham. So we have here a machlokes orishonim hanos haguf habo b'hadi mitzveh. According to Rashi, he wants to say that this is also. So he says, then we have a tremendous problem over here. We hold that, that Eima Alvin Elo Lidvar Mitzvah. What should Eima Alvin Elo Lidvar Mitzvah? There's a Mishteh, there's a Sheva Broches. I want to be able to participate in the Sheva Broches. So I make an Erev Truman. Fine, I'm going for a Dvar Mitzvah. No, by the Sheva Broches, there's a Suda there also. So I'm deriving benefit from the Erev that I'm having a Suda. I'm having a Suda Sheva Broches. This is L'chayra HaNoas HaGuf. No, it's HaNoas HaGuf B'Hadi Mitzvah. That's HaMishtatef in Yenem Simcha. That is the Mitzvah, but it's HaNoas HaGuf B'Hadi Mitzvah. So he says, Taisus L'Shitoso. Taisus holds HaNoas HaGuf B'Hadi Mitzvah is Mutter. Also has a loche of Mitzvahs Lav Lahenes Nitnu. So Mamela, so Taisus did not understand Rashi. So Taisus asks, so what is the problem over here? Mitzvahs lav lehenis nitnu. I have anos aguf. Anos aguf badi mitzvah. Also he said mitzvahs lav lehenis nitnu. Rashi held that anos aguf bahadi mitzvah is osa. Rashi held anos aguf bahadi mitzvah is osa. So memele, so l'cheira, we don't have to say what the Rishonim say. The Rishonim say that Rashi held mitzvahs lehenis nitnu or the ma'alv l'dvar reshus. Afilu l'dvar mitzvah, it is also also. It is also because he has a hanos aguf. But there's one catch to this. The catch is as follows. He says, l'chayre, he brings the ran in tzuki, he just says, I think the ran in tzuki that he means is the ran in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel. The ran in Lulav HaGozel asks the kasha. He asks that we hold mitzvahs lav lahonis nitnu. For example, a person is permitted to be chaylitz with a nal of avodah zarah, even though avodah zarah is also bano. Mitzvahs lav lahonis nitnu. Good. The mitzvah of chalitz, so we understand mitzvahs lav lahonis nitnu. But through this mitzvah, she's allowed to get married. I mean, this isn't mitzvah already. This is a real grobe hanor that she's having from the, because of the now she's allowed to get married. Before she was meugit to the yavam, now she's allowed to get married. The ran es kasha hanoida min ha mayon toivel bay bimais akshomim. Frektach the ran. After the tvile, so he's malam mitumel letare, he's allowed to eat, he's permitted to eat many things he wasn't allowed to eat till now. So there's this zaitike hanos, which are not hanos shel mitzvah. And also, you are getting benefit from this isurei hanos. So the ran says, this is a grome baume. That means, isurei hanos, it's only also if the pula I am doing, that pula, I'm deriving a direct hano. A teilode, this is a teilode from this it is coming out, I'll be deriving other benefits. This does not go into the category of isurei hano. That's what the Ran says. I think this is what the Merei Mesode means. So the Merei Mesode means that be'emesin, the hanois that person will have, he is ma'alvin l'dvar mitzvah. That means, because I was kaina shvisa here, I was kaina shvisa to enable myself to go to the Sheva Brocha. So that's called, this pula of shvisa is a pula, the pula of kinyan shvisa, I'm doing it l'tzayrech mitzvah. So me'mele, we say mitzvah slav lahonis nitno. What is with the hano? But I'm going to get other hano also. I'm going to get a hano that will be able to participate in the Sheva Brochus and the Suda. This is a poil yoitzi. By being able to participate in the Sheva Brochus, I'm deriving benefit from a Suda Sheva Brochus also. I'm going for the mitzvah, aber nachdem as ich bin dorten it's geschmack also. So he says this is a midi de memela. This is still suit to the Ran. The Erev was for the Sheva Broches. And already the fringe benefits, that's a midi de memela. and that's mutter. But then he says one knaych. He says, that is by Isurei Hano de Yeraise. Aboy de Zore, that's by Isurei Hano de Yeraise. But Rav held, when a person assels a kicker, Bano, he means to assel that I shouldn't derive any Hano whatsoever, including the fringe benefits. Afilo Hano de Memele. That's why Rav held that it is also. So it comes out, Rav is telling us a big chiddush. Rav is telling us, why ain't ma'alvin, boy, even though we hold ain't ma'alvin ella l'dvar mitzvah, and we hold mitzvah slav lahonis nitnu. Afal pikein, it is also because he's going to derive a hanos aguf, bahadi mitzvah, and even though we could say this is already hanos de memele, but he holds hanos de memele also becomes nesa. By an iser hanos that he created. So according to the Meroi Meisode, could be this is the lashon that Rashi is saying, Kikizu alai, mashme kol devar hanoso koser alai. That's the ribui of the kol, that he wants to aser, even the hano, the memela he wants to aser. So if he wanted to aser, that lies in the Yisurei Hano, so memela, so ema alvin boy. That's, he wants the same shot in this Rashi. Now let's learn Keseida the Sugya. We'll see more of the Kazach in the Rashi. So Memele, so it comes out, Rav was Machadish, really a few Chidushim. Chidush number one is, Kikir Zu Olai, he said this Kikir should be also. So this Kikir could in reality be also Bachila also. But Rav was Machadish, Stam Kikir Zu Olai is also Bahano, that's one chiddush that Rav said, and another chiddush, since he didn't specify achila, he means ta'asano also, and not only does he mean ta'asano, he means ta'asano olanos, afilo ano de memela. Meisve. Hanoider min akikar ma'arvin loibo. We learned hanoider min akikar ma'arvin loibo, my love, the omar olai. It said neither, stam neder is, he says olai, and he didn't specify he asked achila. So you see, ma'alvin loibo, so you see not like Rav. So Rashi says, so what did the makshin hold? My love, the omar olai, ushmamino, the loy osar, inish adaite el derech iker anoso, bechinoder adaite dachila noder. So the Gemara now, Hatzach gechepet, we'll see soon where Rashi here to learn like this. The Gemara hatzach gedungen on the first Chiddush of Rav. The first Chiddush of Rav was that Kikir Zu Olai, since he didn't specify anything, he comes to include Hano also. That was the first Chiddush. So the Gemara says, it seems not like that. Hanoidim in a Kikir Ma'alvin Loibo. And why? Because Mestama, he only asks Achille. My love, the Omar Olai. So the Gemara says, Loi. The Omar Zu. He said, Shvushlei Oichel Kikir Zu. So he asked, the Baraisa is speaking about when he asked Befeire Shachila. Hochi Nami Mistabre. Diktoni Seife. Because the Seife of this Baraisa says, Eimosai. When is the Aloche? Bar Hanoide Mina Kike Ma'arvin Loibo. Eimosai. Bizman Sheomar Shvue Sheloi Atamenu. When he said, Shvua, that I won't be toyim. Period. No, so we see Klaw, what the Shakla Vitalia was. The Makshin held that it is mutter because he only asked Achila. And Rav answered, no, the reason it is mutter, because it's speaking about, he said, Beferish that he asked Achila. And he says, look at the Sefer. The Sefer says, Amos Ibizman, Shaomar Shruah, Shaleat Amenos. So you see, close, that the Beraisa explains, when is it mutter? When he said, Beferish, he's not asking Ando, he's only asking Achila. So it's not Shver on Rav. So the Gemara, okay, so let's go further in the Braisa. Avol Omar Olai, so the good. Hanoi Dimine Kikir means, he said he specified Achila. So then, it's Mutta La'arev Boy, because if it's only Osa Bachila, it's Lechozilei, it's Chozilachine. Avol Omar Olai, but what would be the din if he said, the kikos do a lie. My ochi nami den ma'alvin loibo as I come to chois. Ihochi ad the toni. Let's see, there's another sefer of this paraisa. The sefer says, kikazu hegdish, ein ma'alvin loibo. Lefish ein ma'alvin begdashis. Now, Hegdish has a few problems. One of the problems of Hegdish is that it's also a kulalman. So, Bechlau, we don't have, Rashi said before, Isar Achille, there's no problem because Avagav lechozi lechozi lachin. Hegdish is not mutat anyone. So, Memele, when the Baraisa wanted to say a case of Neder that is also, so it says, he said, Tikas do Hegdish, ein ma'alvin lebo, lefish ein ma'alvin begdashis. Frech the Gemara, according to Rav, why do you have to jump to Hegdish to say a ma'alvin boy? Afilu by chul and gufa. There's a difference if he said shvuish le oichol kikazu. So then, it is ma'alvin boy. If he said koinem olai kikazu, so then it's a ma'alvin boy. Why did he have to jump to Hegdish? Lif like velisne bedido. Ba'medvorim amurim da'amarzu. He said, "Tikka shvush loyecha kikazu." Avol Omar alai ein ma'alvin loybo. So this is akasha. Now the safe is akasha on Rav Huna. Omar Rav. Omar lachol Rav Huna. Elo mai. Okay, yichol mitansim mitir. Kol heiche da Omar alai ma'alvin. So how do you learn Pshat? From the safe, it's a raya that I'm wrong. That only, if he makes it Hegdish, it's also. But sometimes they made another, it is Mutter. Kasher Reisha. So I'm going to say the Reisha is Shver. The Reisha says that what? Be'eim Osai, Bizman Sha'omar Shvu Shaloyat Ameno. According to you, Afili didn't mention Achila. Afili said Kikazu Alai, it's also Mutter. And for the Gemara, Chesuri Mechsere Vahochi Ktoni. Hanoider Mina Kiker, Ma'arvin Loibo, Vafilu Omar Alai, Nasike Oime Shvue Shaloyat Ameno. You have to know how they said Pshat in the Eimasai, Bizman, Abar Koponim, they made a Chesuri Mechsere, and Fakert. So here we see from the Gemara Beferish, that's why Rashi wanted to learn that pshat, that the Chilkim and Rav were Chilk on the first Nakuda also. The first Nakuda that Rav said, that Kikas of Alai is also Bahano, they held this Nishkishtoig and Nishkifloig, and Kikas of Alai is also Bahachila. So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, let us see Rashi. My love, the Omar Alai, Ishma Minod, Loi Osar Inish Adaite, El Derech Iker Hanoso. The Chinodar Adaite, the Achila Noda. So Rav Huna said, no, Loi the Omar, Arezu, Shvush, Loi Eichel Kikezu. Hegdish, Vadai Osar, Bechol Anois, Veineroi, Lishamodo. So the Gemara asked, according to Rav, live like Velisne Bididei, Bekiker Shalchulen. Elomai, Kolege, the Omar Alai Ma'alvin, the Loi Mashme El Achille, will say, you're right. Kashereisha, Diktonai, Amosai, Bizman, Sha'omar, Shvue, Shaloyat Ameno, the Mashme Omar Alai, Loi, from the Reisha Weistachois. That Olai is also. Davki said, he said, the Feirish Loya Tamena. Umishani, Oloi Koshe, the Chsuri Mechse, the Hochik Toni, Ad Nasik Oime, Le Masik, Adaitoi, Lesser, Olof, Elo Derech Hanoso, the Hainu Achille. When a person asks, he only has an intent to ask of Achille. He doesn't. It means to answer derech hanoso. Derech hanoso. Derech hanoso means achille. Now she said before also the same thing. My love domar laish, mamid le osarin isha daite el derech iker hanoso. Chinoda radaite da achille noda. It would seem Afili says beferish hano. he only means to asa the ikar ano, which is achila. That's why when the Barai said to say, when is it asa, it is only asa when he said hegdish. Or if a little say hano, he also only means the ikar ano, the haino achila. So this is the machloikis between Rav Huna and the Chilkim Rav Huna. The Chilkim Rav Huna says when a person makes a net, he only wants to asa achila. That's how we say. And that's the ikar ano. And Rav says no, it means to answer kol anosa, kol dvar anosa. Al koponim, we have a beraisa that is not like Rav Huna, Amar Rav, because here the beraisa weiss this klo, when is it osa? Kikazu hegdish. The shame arv and begdashis, about less than hegdish, you could be marav. So that's the Gemara's kasha now. Mikol mokim kasha la Rav Huna. Who da omar ki Rabbi Elazar? So the Gemara says, you're right, this Barais is not like Rav Huna Marav, but Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Elazar. The sign ye Rabbi Elazar oima, shvue sheloi oichol kiker zu, ma'arvin loi bo, kiker zu olai, ein ma'arvin loi bo. So Gemara says, there's an often a Rabbi Elazar, that Mamish says the same word that Rav said, that yased achila ma'al ben loibo kikazu alai ein ma'al ben loibo. So we found a Rabbi Elazar, and then Rav holds like Rabbi Elazar. Frek the Gemara umiyoma Rabbi Elazar hochi. Does the Rabbi Elazar hold that kikazu alai is osar bahano and ve'ein ma'al ben boy? Bohasanya, let us just skip over the first bovil. Let's get the flow of the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar oimer, kiker zu olai, ma'alvin loibo. We see Rabbi Elazar holds kiker zu olai, ma'alvin loibo. So we see Rabbi Elazar also doesn't hold like kiker zu hegdishay ma'alvin loibo. Vishay ma'alvin loibo hegdishes. And for the Gemara, treita noi valibid Rabbi Elazar. Fartik. So that's the sugya. The machlok is what Rabbi Elazar holds. But upon this one tana that says Rabbi Elazar holds kikazu alai is aim alvin loibo, and that is like Rav, and Rav is a tana like him. And I got to talk, and it seems as a machlok is tanoim. Other tanoim hold that kikazu alai is only yasa bachila. That's this baraisa. And Rav holds like this Rabbi Elazar. That's the sugya in a nutshell. But now we have a barais over here, which is very problematic. So let's learn this barais. Umiyoma Rabbi Elazar hochi. Let's go back to the kasha. Did Rabbi Elazar say that kikazu alai is a ma'alvin loibo? Vasanya, we learned a barais as follows. Zaklal, Odom oiser atzmoi ba'oichel. If a person will answer himself bachile, ma'alvin loibo. So memele is permitted to make an eret. Oichel hanesa loila odom, ein ma'alvin loibo. Rabbi Elazar said, kikizu alai ma'alvin loibo. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, odom oiser atzmoi ba'oichel. Shetola haneder b'maise shehu oise ba'atzmoi. Tahainu sheloi oichel. Odom oise atzmoi ba'oichel. That means he says, I won't eat. Shvue sheloi oichel. That's what Rashi says. Tahainu sheloi oichel. So if he says sheloi oichel, so then it's ma'arvin loibo. What if he said, Oichel hanesa loy la odom, ein ma'alvin loy bo. What if he made the iser and the oichel? Now let's skip this Rashi ma'alvin loy bo, we'll come back to it soon. Oichel hanesa al ha odom, ki goin kike zu te oser olai, oi shvue shaloi ehene mi kike zu, the hashaloito loha iser bemaisi shebegufoi, eloafilu hano de memele, ein ma'arvin loibo. What happens if a person says, Kikyozu te oser olai, o shvuish lo yehene mi kikyozu? So then, ein ma'alvin leibo. No, vashi vart parayin avot, afilu hano de memela. So, just looking at the loshen of this tane, al mishkol rishin, it would seem as follows. This tane is a gewaldike raya to Rav. That's what Rav said. What did Rav say? If he said, Odom oiser atzmei ba'oichel, shetola ha'neder b'maisa shu oiser ba'atzmei, dainu shaloi oichel, if he said shaloi oichel, alvin loy bo. What if he said, oichel ha'nesa loy la'odom, kegoin, kikizu te'osa alai, look at this is Rav, oishvu shaloi ha'nemi kikizu, ain't alvin loy bo. So this is Mamish Rav. So like the Gemara is asking a stira, the Gemara is asking a stira. How can you say Rav holds a Kabbalah? Kabbalah also holds Kikuzu Olai Ma'avon Leibo. But Lechayre, we found a treasure over here. So this Tana holds like Rav. So what's the problem? We found a Tana that holds like Rav. And then, you have to understand something else. Kiker zu alai. Kiker zu alai ma'alvin loibo. Now, Belezel says, Kiker zu alai ma'alvin loibo. Kiker zu hegdish ain ma'alvin loibo. Now, what is Rabbi Lezer coming to say over here? He says, he's chaylik. I mean, it seems there's a machlekes over here. There's a machlekes, the Tanakame, and Rabbi Lezer. He says, that's lechayr the machlekes. Kikizu olai ba'alvin loibo. What is the machlekes? Now, we'll come soon to this, but let us see this. A shrekleche Rashi, Ma'alvin loibo, let us look at this Rashi. Let us go back, let's learn the Rashi Kisidroi. Let's go back at the Tanakama. Odom oiser atzmei ba'oichel, shetolo ha'neder b'maise shu oiser ba'atzmei, dahainu shaloi oichel. The first halacha of the Tanakama. The Tanakama said, Odom oiser atzmei ba'oichel. That means he said, shvu shaloi oichel. Ma'alvin loibo. So what would we say? Why is Ma'alvin Loibo? So we would say, because it's a Yasad Achila, that says Ma'alvin Loibo. So Rashi says, the Ano, the Memelehi, the Lav, Ihu of it. So this Rashi is a Shrek. What is Rashi saying? Why is Rashi saying it? There's no problem over here. So the Rishash kumt av der Rashi, and then it's a Shreklach. He has problems with this Rashi. The Marei Misada also has problems with this Rashi. But the Marei Misada, the Rishash wants to say, Luli de Mistafin, he wants to make a whole bunch of Mechikas. But Ashrektzach there. The Marei Misada says in Yiluy Yishizach, Ma'alvin loibo, this Rashi, this Dibra Masl is Shaloi bin Koime. This is not going on the Tanakame. This is going on Rabbi Eleza. And now we will see Moira de Kizachin over here. Now let's learn Elach. Let us again learn this Bereise. The Bereise says, Zeklal, Odom oiser atzmei ba'oichel, that means, he said, Shvur shaloi oichel, Ma'alvin loibo, why? We don't need a Rashi to tell us why Ma'alvin loibo, because it's only Osa b'achile, it's Chozi l'achine, so that's a Ma'alvin loibo. So that's a posture to din. Oichel hanesa loi la'odom, Ein ma'arvin loibo. Now, Rashi, this ha'ore, Rav Tuvia Hammer was ma'ore. Rashi is ma'oredik interesting over here. Oichel ha'nesar al ha'odom, kigoin kiker zu te'oser olai, oi shivue shaloi ehene mi kiker zu. Now, why was Rashi Moisef kikir zu te oser olai? Till now, we have kikir zu olai. And Rashi says that he said, Oichel hanesa loy la'odom, he said, kikizu te'oser olay. So he wanted to say that Rashi wanted to fa'emfo yestakasha before, why don't we have a raya to Rav from this Tana? This Tana says, mamish what Rav said. If he asked odachile, halvin loy bo. If he said, kikizu olay, Oichol hanefa loy lodom, ain't available because he asked it. So it seems Rashi wanted a fan for this. So Rashi wants to say this Tana is not speaking about what Rav was speaking about. Rav said kikazu alai. Kikazu alai. So then we had a whole shakla v'tayi. It could be only means to ask the Iker Hano. That's Tavka Achila. Kikazu teyoser alai. There could be, since he was Moisef at teyoser, he could have said kikazu alai. So kikazu teyoser alai, or shvu shaloyehenem kikazu, then it seems he means ta'asa ol hanos. So we took care of one problem, why we don't have a raya from this tana to Rav, because this tana is not speaking about kikazu alai. This tana is speaking about kikazu teyoser alai. Kikazu teyoser alai is a nocha parsha. Now, what did Rabbi Elazar say? Rabbi Elazar oimer, kikazu olai ma'arvin loibo. So here the Meraim Yisodah says, what is the svar of Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar holds that kikazu olai is also, he's asering by Hano. Even more than the Tanikamah. The Tanikamah said, he says, kikazu teos olai, it's also by Hano. No, I hold that the kikazu olai is also by Hano. Ah, if it's also by Hano, why ma'arvin loibo? So here the Meraim Yisodah says that here Rabbi Elazar said that really there's a problem mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. But we mentioned before mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu, but lemaisa when, so even though he's ma'aref or a beis ha-mishnah, but he's going to derive, derive a no from a sudden space ha-mishnah. This is already hanos haguf. Hanos haguf pasnitz is zogin mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. So here Rashi had to say that Rabbi Elazar holds the ho hanod memeli. This is already a grommet. I'm kind of Shvisa. And through this Kenyan Shvisa will come out, I'll have a Gesunta Suda also. V'lav iu of it, it's not called, I got this hand off from it. I just was kind of Shvisa with this. And the purpose of the Kenyan Shvisa was to be able to do a mitzvah. So this hand it does not become Nesar, because this is Anor de Memele, and this is not like Rav. Rav held, that's how the Meraim Yisodah learns, Rav held that kol dvar hanos or koser alei, that he's oser and afilu the hanos de Memele also. Here, this Rabbi Elazar held me to say. And that is the machlokes, this Rabbi Elazar and the previous Rabbi Elazar. Let's just end the Rashi. We mentioned yesterday the Cheshek Shloimeh says, the Lashon HaZov also wants to say, instead of Begeiris, Lishnachin will get a Rabbi Elazar, kikizu alai ma'arvin loibo. The svara Rabbi Elazar is the omer lekamon ei ma'arvin ela ledvar mitzvah. That means the hanodim memele. Okay, so that we said it's hanodim memele. But the etzem eiriv, why isn't it called? He's deriving hanodim from the etzem eiriv. So he holds ei ma'arvin ela ledvar mitzvah. Mitzvah slav lehenis nitno. Hilkach mishum hanodim leich beslan. This is L'chayre Psabisal Klora Pshat and Rashi. Now let us go further. Ma'arvin L'nozir B'yayin. So the Gemara Masnisen D'loike B'yishamay. D'sanye B'yishamay Oimrim E Ma'arvin L'nozir B'yayin Uli Yisrael B'trumim. Beshami holds you're not allowed to be ma'arav l'nozer b'yayin. Beis hillel oimer ma'arav l'nozer b'yayin l'yisrael b'trum. Omru lehen beis hillel beishamai, hi ate moide, aren't you moide, shema'arvin l'godel b'yayim ha-kippurim? Aren't you moide that you can make an erev trumim for a godel b'yayim ha-kippurim? So the kasha is, What Rashi said in the Mishnah, Rashi said Kesaita, what is the svar of Marvel and Nosa Biyain? The svar is even though the Loichazi Ledidei, Chazi Lachinis, it's called the Suda Haruuya, even though it's not Roy Pesenlech for the Ma'ar. And Beis Shammai holds, no, it has to be Roy for the Ma'ar. Therefore, I'm Ma'avim Lenosa Biyain. So Beis Hillel asks Beis Shammai, what happens if a person wants to be kind of Shvise? Yom Kippur, Shema'av l'gadol b'yom Kippurim, Sa'ar Kolcho, yeah. Are you moide that you can make such an erev? Amru lahen avol. Yes, emes, that's true. You can be ma'arev yom Kippurim. Amru lahen, no, if you're moide, so what's the lomdis? Misame, because it's chazi l'katan. Amru lahem, kishem, Shema'av l'gadol b'yom Kippurim. Why? Because it's chazi l'katan. Let us see Rashi. Shema arvin legodol lemi shehu godol shehivi shtei saris shechayev beinui. You're allowed to be ma'arev for a godol. He's mechuyev in inui. Ve'af al gab de lemocha aloi chazile. It's not chazile. Abohoyel v'chazile kotten she'enei baron shen. So memele, so you see chazile achine helps. The Sloshan of Rashi She'enei Bar Onshin is very interesting. Rashi will tap his eyes gewissen that the whole yichus of a kotten is not a Bar Onshin. A kotten l'cheir is not only, he's not a Bar Onshin. He's not a Bar Tzivui. There's no Tzivui bechlal on a kotten. Rashi is to say a kotten is allowed to eat Yom Kippur because he's not a Bar Onshin. He's not Mitzuvin Gans. Basically nicht. Al Kaponim, that was the kasha of Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai. U Beis Shammai. So, this is a kasha Beis Shammai. So, you're not consistent. By Yom Kippur, you're moide ma'arvin l'godol. And by Noza, you say ma'arvin l'noza. And for Beis Shammai, hosamike su'uda horuya mi bo'oid yoy. By Yom Kippur, the reason is not because it's chazi l'kotten. Chazi l'kotten doesn't help. You need chazi for the ma'arvin. But here there's a suda haru'uya mi ba'oid yoin. Hocha leke suda haru'uya mi ba'oid yoin. Mi ba'oid yoin zut rashi shal erev yoim ha-kippurim. So the Ritva explains pshat na gemore that Beis Shammai held that soif ha-yoim koina erev, and soif ha-yoim means soif heter ha-yoim Samuch l'taisvus yom ha-kippurim. The kinyan shvisa of an erev is not when it becomes yom kippur. Now it becomes taisvus yom kippur. The last rega of the day when it's still yom, when it's still mutter tea, that's when it's kainet. So Meili says akunz that yimahalvin legodlo b'yom ha-kippurim. It's kainet shvisa the last rega of muteresh b'yom averev yom kippur. So Erev Yom Kippur, Smutta Ba'achila. That's the Svara of Beis Shammai. So to Gemara, Kiman Deloike Chananya. So this Shakla V'Tarye between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai seems that Beis Shammai is also made that there's such a musig of Eruvei Tchumim. And Fakert, I asked him, in the Ma'arvim v'yayim ha-kippurim, now with Alamdus, because Saif ha-yayim is kaine, and it's a suda ru yulay mi boyge. So the Gemara, kiman deloy kechananya. This is not like Chananya. Chananya had another understanding in Shitas Beis Shammai. The Sanya, Chananya oimer, kol atzmon shel Beis Shammai loy hoyu moidim be'erev. Chananya held Beis Shammai was not moide to the whole musig of Eiruv Yitchumim. Psalomdus azai, you put a kicker over there, you put the dosen, ich bin dort, I'm keine Schwisse, finished. Ne, anachte ketok. Beis Shammai held, if a person wants to be keine Schwisse in a different mokim, at she yoitzi mitosoi v'chol kli tashmishav l'shom. He wants to be kind of shvise, so before Shabbos he calls up a moving truck and he tells them want to be kind of shvise there and there. They take the bed and all the things. Dalton is a kind of shvise. That helps. That's how he was kind of shvise. Sagt die Gemara, keman oz lahodes anje, irev bishchoirem, he made an erev, he was wearing dark clothing. Let us see Rashi. Keman de loike chananye, ha mas nisen de mashre beishami moidim ba erev, de loike chananye, irev bishchoirem, ha ya lavush shchoirem, he was wearing dark clothes, boholach v'yoshav b'seif alpayim amma, Ad shekone sham shvise, shekidish olav hayoim, v'chozal lebeisa. So it was kone shvise with his dark clothing. So shteit azoi. Irev b'shchoirem lo yotza b'levonim. So the next day he wants to wear white clothing, Shabbos, he was kone shvise with the dark clothing. So the next day, the white clothing, he wasn't kind of shvisa with the white clothing. Lo yotza bilvonim. Bilvonim, lo yotza bishchoirem. So the Gemara keman, Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Chananye v'ali b'de Beis Shammai. Frag the Gemara, ulo Chananye bishchoirem hu de lo yetze, it's irev bilvonim, lo yetze bishchoirem. Ha bilvonim yetze. Aber weißt du, if he was irre bilavonim, he can go out with big day lovin' on Shabbos. Ha omar ache yoitzi mitosoi uklei tashmishoi lesham. Beisham, I said, you could only be kind of shvise if you brought a moving truck. And all klei tashmishoi, whatever you intend to use Shabbos, you brought that out there, so that's called you a kind of You were kind of shvisa there. If you didn't bring out kli tashmish Hashem, you just brought the bed, but the shtaymel you left in the house, so forget about it. So you want kind of shvisa. You have to bring, in order to be kind of shvisa, you have to move lock, stock, and barrel where you want to be kind of shvisa. It means the mita ukol kli tashmish. So what's that, the shchayrim, bilavonim, he could go out with shchayrim, not he wasn't kind of shvisa over there. So he says, Ochi koma, irev bilvonim, v'hutzrach l'shchoirem, and he taka needed shchoirem, he forgot to take out the shchoirem, but he needed shchoirem, av bilvonim lo yeitze, that's pshat. Not, bilvonim, you're also not allowed to go out. Keman, amar av nachem, v'yitzo kananye, v'libe de Beis Shammai. Zogt Rashi, kol kli tashmishe mashme, di I loy api kol tzolche tashmish lehava erev ledidei. He has to show that he's kind of shvise, so kol tzolche tashmish means whatever he needs for Shabbos has to be in that mokim. Then we consider he's kind of shvise there. So that's his mokim shvise. We see he went there lock, stock, and barrel. In the Mishnah it said, we had a machlokes between the Tanakama and Sumchas. The Tanakama holds Ma'alvin Lenoza B'Yayin L'Yisrael B'Trumah. Sumchas says, B'Chulin. That Sumchas says that a Yisrael can only be Ma'ariv B'Chulin, not B'Trumah. Ve'ilu Lenoza B'Yayin Loi Polik. So the Gemara says, Ve'istachois, Anoza B'Yayin, he's Moide. No, Yisrael betrume, he's chaylik. So lechayre, the way we understood pshat in the Tanakame, ava gav lechozi lechozi lachine. So if that's the lambda, so there's no difference between trume and yayin lenoza. Vil noza be yayin lepolik, my time. So what is the difference between, why by nozer is it mutter? So the Gemara says, Sumchis holds Efsher the Mitchell and Zirusei. That means when the Kinyan Shvise is Chal, it was theoretically possible for him that it should be Asuda Hachozilei. He could have been Shail and the Naziris. So he could be Shail and the Naziris and Memele. So therefore it's called Chozilei. So the Gemara Ihochi, no, that's the reason. It trumenami efshed the mitzvah ilave. Trumi can also be shoyel on trume. You can be shoyel that you made this trume. And memele, so it's not trume anymore. So it's also chazile. So the Gemara says, no, in mitzvah la lo hodra le tivle. If he'll be shayl on the truma, so that's true, it's possible to be shayl on the truma, become ois truma, then it'll become tevel. So it's weiter osa bachila, so it's not chosilei. So that is the difference between noze b'yayin and Yisrael b'truma. Frag the Gemara, what's the problem? And if it's tevel, it's also chosilei. The lifresh alo mi mokemacha, but it's chosilei to be mafresh mi mokemacha. That means this is tevel, so he has other tevel in his house. He can be mafresh from that tevel in his house, or make a truma some maisros on this tevel. So it's weiter chosilei. So the Gemara says, "Leinachshetu chaverim litraim shaloi min amukim." The Rishonim say the Gemara doesn't mean grad chaverim. Last week we're speaking about chaverim. There's an iser to be toirim shaloi min amukim. The truma has to be min amukim. That means that that which is becoming truma and maisa has to be close to the table. You can't say the truma I have in my house should be truma. There's an iser to do that. They said that the truma I have in my house, that table should become truma on this table. Not allowed to do that. So you can't say hoyel. You don't say a hoyel di sura. I could be. You're not allowed to. So mamela, if you're not allowed to, it doesn't work. The livre shalom minayu bay, like the gemara, they still you don't have a problem. So you have table. So let's... Uma chelik will be meisa, and shalom al Yisrael. So the Gemara says the last pei shiurim. I was speaking about that he has a shir mitzumtem of shtei sudits. So memele, so if he'll be misakinit, he won't have the shir shtei sudits because why for this truma? It's like chazilei. So therefore, that's the difference. By nozer, it's Avshalom Mitzalei, and it's Chazilei. Here, if he'll be Sher, he'll become Pebble. And in order to be Mafresh Min Amukiv, so he'll lose the Shir. Oh my! It's like the Gemara, why did the Tana speak about such a case? Piske, it's a claw like that. Every time you Mafresh Mosn Shtei Sudis, you Mafresh Mamish Metzumsem. That's a very big Deichik. How much is truma? Truma chitachas peteres asakri. So memele, so, he's talking about mamish ha-metzumtzum dike shtei sudes. It's not mesava. Emphati gemore ele sumches sovo lo ke rabon. Sumches holds like the rabon, no? The omri, kol dovor shehu mishum shvus, gozru olov bein ashmoshis. That one is not permitted to do a shvus bein hashmoshes. So memela, so what is pshat? So therefore, in order to be mafrish mineyu bei bein hashmoshes, so that's a shvus because he's misak in the tevel. So that is also bein hashmoshes. So it's not chazilei. It's not chazilei bein hashmoshes. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. The mitzvah on the zirusay, the svara of sumchis is, he can be shown in the zirus. Yishal l'chocham, he'll be shoyl to a chocham, v'yater lo'i nidroi, and the chocham will be mater the neder, v'yayin roi lo'i, and the yayin will become roi lo'i. So memele, so why is it called l'chozilei? So that's why it's called chazilei because he can be shel. So the Gemara asks, so by trumosa mitchel olay viyftach becharotel and iskevanti lekach and the snan hegdish toy is ain't a hegdish. So memele if he didn't have his mescharet that he did it acharotel the mikore. So memele so the hegdish is not chal. So this truma is not chal. So the Gemara answered if he'll be shel on the truma hoder le tivlo betavolay chazi. Frag the Gemara, the Livre Shalem, Imoke Macha, Labosel, the Mitch, Lalo, the Hodra Letivle, Bein Ashmoshes, Bishas, Knees, Erev, Motzilameima, Perish, Yeshli, Bebeisi, Yutrumazu, משתקח דיסלי תקנת דתחזילי. Is a tikkun a takon of the chazilei. So Gemara says, a chavos not mafra shleim in a mukif samuch. It has to be close to it. Kamoi makifin bebui shesaimchin zu lezu v'roin im doimis zu lezu. If you have a reye and two buis, so if you bring one next to the other to see if they're similar. Kamoi makefes b'koira lo shem de meseches nideh. They speak about that Anisha is makif the dough to the other dough to make it challah. Shalai min amukif midavish in esamach loy ba'isa kli de lehebe minei obey. So you're not mafresh shalai min amukif. So the Gemara answered, let him be mafresh minei obey. The last bay shiure shemozain bay sudeis mitzum tzomei sinia. Be mafresh tuma minei kodu botzalei shireire. It's Mamish speaking about Mamish a Metzumtzum Dike Shir. So Memele, so that's why it doesn't have a Shir Eilat. Oh my, Piske, Bitmir, Kloima, my, Hai Tirutze, Vichiposko, Tane Le Milse, Dein Odom, Noisei Neiruvoi, Elo, Bitzimtzum, De Noket Stam, Be Milse, Hochi. A whole Mishnah speaking about such a Muzo Dike Tzir that it's Metzumtzum. Sovelokir Rabbonon, the Pligilei, the Rebbe, the Kamon, the Pirkin. Dozu Olof Bein Hashmoshes, Kibishabis Atzmo. So he says he holds, Sumchas holds like the Rabbonon, that they answer Bein Hashmoshes, Kibishabis Atzmo. Rebbe holds, we'll see in Taisvus Aistis, Rebbe holds that they were Matar Hashvus Bein Hashmoshes. The Rabbonon holds, they answer the Shvus, Vagbos Trume Shvusi. Vekiven de mi ikore loitikma. He wasn't misakin it. Ubois la meimer, iboi avichozi lahu shaite de mitchelalo, kolmokim shehi, vahodra la tivra, vahodra matrumosa betsofen sheba, maiserish medroime, vahin kulum. He came misakin lai beina shmoshes. Vekover ashvus, oknias erev, kshezen nichnas vzei yoitzei. So it's not shaykh to be misakene. Let us see Taisvis. Trume nami efsher de mitchel. The Gemara is takasha and sumches, just like anozer is ma'arev b'yayim, because it's efsher de shoyel, so trume could also be shoyel. So Taisvis, v'leimotzi lukmi b'trume b'yat koin desu, leimotzi l'tshuli alaik idom apek, anoyda min ayerek. So Taisvis asks, the whole halacha that one is permitted to be shoyel on truma, that's before it's bo liyat koyin. After it's bo liyat koyin, you can't be shoyel anymore. So Mamela, let us say that it is speaking about as follows, that Reuven gave it to a koyin. Now the koyin gave this truma to a zor. So now this zor cannot be shoyel on the truma, because it was already bo liyat koyin. Or it was after Bo, or the Kohen gave it back to the first Mafresh. But Al Koponim, after it's Bo Liyat Kohen, he can't be Shoyel anymore. So Taisva says, Midiktoni Bechulin, Mashmedavke Bechulin, Aval Betruma Afilu Brayad Yisraeloi. If Sumchis was Mefaret, that Ma'aret Yisrael Bechulin Avaloi Betruma, Bechulin, Sumchus Oimer Bechulin, so I say there's no Eitze for a Yisrael to be Ma'arev Betrume, afil it's loibo liyat koi. But the Gemara, the Lifre Shalei Mimoke Ma'ache, Hashtes Alka Daitach, the Chol Dovo Shu Mishum Shvus, like Gozro Olof Bein Hashmoshes. That's what the Gemara held. Fa'af al Gav, the Rabbe, the Islei Hachone, Amrinim bepirke v'tchiles hayoim koina eret. Tchiles hayoim means that the as soon as it becomes night, as soon as it becomes Shabbos, that's when the kinyan eret is. Ukevosei kaimelon. Mikol mokeim muta lesakein atevu. One is permitted, so it has to be chazilei b'tchilas hayoyim. Mikol mokeim muta l'sakin ha'tevel. One is permitted to be misakin the tevel. Legozra olav bein ashmoshish achetei lailov and ikeres v'yedua. So right before that man, he's permitted to be misakin it. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is, since a minute before it was considered chazilei, because he could have been misakin it, so mamela it should be koine. I it says claw that Baina Shmosh is one is not permitted to be misaken. Vahainu kirabon on the Rebbe. So why did the Gemara ever have a mean that the Tzumchus holds like Rebbe? Vlochi kasalka daitach das masnissen behoche osi ki Rebbe. But our Mishnah holds like Rebbe. Mishum deike Mishnah is tuve the mukilu ashas la kamon ki Rebbe. So the Gemara held our Mishnah is also going according to Rebbe. So memele, so he could be misaken the Baina Shmosh. Vim taimem keina maik toni masnissen avoloi betevel. Says the next Mishnah, according to the assumption of the Gemara, that our Mishnayis are going according to Rebbe, the next Mishnah says avoloi betevel. The one is not permitted to be ma'arev betevel. So if we hold like Rebbe, hachozi l'skunei bein ashmoshes. It's chozi l'skunei bein ashmoshes. The ain loyma that he osi the loyke Rebbe, that halach is not like Rebbe. The poch lekamon reisha Rebbe v'seife rabbonon v'loy poch reisha v'seife rabbonon umetziyosa Rebbe. So Taisa says you can't say the osi the loyke Rebbe. In the Porch Lekamo, the Gemara says later, Reisha Rebbe v'Sefer Rabbono. The Loi Porch Reisha v'Sefer Rabbono u'metziyoso Rebbe. Vice is the Gemara held that the Reisha does go like Rebbe. V'oi the Porch Lekamo, avoloi betevel pshita, mash medolekem on the Polik. So l'chayre, according to Rebbe, it should be good. Umiyu ikal ameima. So Taisus wants to say, afilu, according to Rebbe, that a shvus is muta bein ashmoshes, or the porich, pshita haine mishum demireishi, shamina lo diktoni ma'arva bedmai, the mashma avaloi betevel. That's the most kasha of pshita. Most as it says, ma'arva bedmai, vaisis avkidmai, not tevel. So that's the kasha of pshita avaloi betevel. But according to Rebbe, could be ma'arva betevel. V'yeshloimah, the Einoi Moyo, so Tais wants to say no, according to Rebbe, you cannot be Ma'arav B'tevel. The Einoi Moyo Masheroi L'Saknoi, this whole Lomdus of Hoyle V'Chozi, El B'midi V'Chozi Hashti L'Shumad. Something that is Roy now to someone, K'gayin Trumad V'Chozi L'Kahana, or Yain that's Chozi L'Noza. The Tei, the Do'om Alel, they Ma'arav B'Gdeishas, Afal Gav De'Efshel L'Tshuli Alayu. So the Teretz is, since it's not Chozi to anyone now, Hoyle will not make from Ayin Yesh. That means, Hoyel is pshat is that the Etzimut has that it's chozi to someone. No, not to me, so that we can say, so Hoyel makes ke'ilu it's chozi to me also. But if it's not chozi to anyone, Hoyel will not help. Lo'inech shedul chaveirim, so the Gemara said, one is not permitted to be mafresh shaloi min amukim. Afal gav de mishum kvoit Shabbos shori. Fektoisves, als kovit Shabbos shalat to be mafri shaloi min amukiv, kida omar beyo isha rabba. So Toisves says, hainu she tzorich lechel oison peiris b'Shabbos. If one wants to eat these peiris lekovit Shabbos, and the only way he can eat them is being mafri shaloi min amukiv, so letzoyrech oinik Shabbos, it is permissible to be mafresh shaloi min amukim. Avol hochem mayri dein tzoyrech lo oichlon b'Shabbos. Here it's speaking about that he's not going to eat these peiris b'Shabbos. So memeila, so here there's no heter to be mafresh shaloi min amukim. You only matter als letzoyrech mitzvah oinik Shabbos. Va'af al gavdei ma'arv en elo ledvar mitzvah. So lechayre, if they were matter letzayrech oynik Shabbos to be mafresh shaloi min amukiv, so they should be matter also letzayrech the mitzvah. That means in order that the erev should be chal, you should be matter me to be mafresh shaloi min amukiv. Leitiru litrem shaloi min amukiv, elo lekovit Shabbos lo letzayrech mitzvah cheres. The heter of Shalom in Amukif only applies for Einik Shabbos, for Kovet Shabbos, not for any other mitzvah. So, Mamel, that's what the Gemara says, it's awesome. Ela sumches sova lo kirabono. Vim toimar. So what did the Gemara answer? Sumches holds like the rabono. So therefore, you cannot be ma'arev utume because it's not permitted to be shoyl bein ha-shemoshes. Vim toimar ma'hai taime nami noze lo ye orev b'yayim kiven de shvus olishol al nadorim b'shabes kanim peg mishahershe. One of the shvusim is one is not permitted to be shoyl on a nether. So if not to be shoyl on a nether, so Memele, and if he holds like the Rabbonon that a Shavuos is also Ben Hashmoshes, so why is the Ma'alvin Lanoza Beyayin according to Sumchus? V'yishleim the Letzoyrech Shabbos Nisholim, Kedemin and Hosen. V'ahai Havetzoyrech Shabbos, Sheyemuta Lishtes Yayin B'Shabbos. Now that he'll be Shoyl, now that he'll be Shoyl on the Naziris, he'll be permitted to drink wine Shabbos. That's called a Tzoyrech Hainik Shabbos, he'll be able to drink Yayin Shabbos. So that's Mutter. But over here, by the Tumah, it is awesome. Zot the Gemara weiter. Keman Oslo Hodesnan. Yei Sha'amru. There are certain instances that they said, Hakel Lefi Mashahu Adam. That you cheshbin with this person, Pazenlich. You don't cheshbin with the Welt, you cheshbin with this person. For example, Meloi Kumtsai Mincha. You look at the koimitz of the koin. You don't look at a standard size koimitz. Umaloi chofnov k'teires. You look at the maloi chofnov. Vashoise maloi lugmov b'yoyim ha-kipurim. The person drinks maloi lugmov b'yoyim ha-kipurim. So mamela, it's maloi lugmov d'day. You look at his maloi lugmov. I have to tell over the Oilam, I saw a Shaila from Rav Shlomo Zalman Eurbach. He clears, I think it's from Rav Shlomo Zalman, he clears a Shaila, Maloi Lugmov the day, so you need his Maloi Lugmov. So he clears a Shaila, what happens if a person took out his teeth? So now, does he have a different Maloi Lugmov? The Maloi Lugmov is totally in, I mean this brings a Sviya, it's Ois Inui. If he drinks Maloi Lugmov, so it's Ois Inui. So your cheshbon, now your cheshbon without teeth or with false teeth, kaponim is something to think about. So kaponim, and this is the halacha of maloi lugmov didei, that the shir is maloi lugmov. This is his maloi lugmov. Ube mozain shtei sudois la'ere, and by mozain shtei sudois, you look at him, you look at the ma'arev, you don't look at the belt. Keman, Omar Rav Zeire, so Rav Zeire said, Tzumchesi, the Omar Mai de Chosi Leibeinen. If in this Mishnah we put that Erev is similar to all these other Inyonim, so we see that this is going according to Tzumches. Zogt Rashi, Yeisha Omru, Yeish Dvorim Sha Omru Shiyurim Lefi Mashi Hu Adam. Ve'ein Shiyurim Shove Bakel, Beleichofnav Kteres Biyem HaKippurim. Fine. Zuk the Gemara weiter, leima pligi ad Rav Shimon ben Elozo. So lochayre, this Mishnah is chaylik on Rav Shimon ben Elozo. Sanya Rav Shimon ben Elozo, ima, we heard this before, ma'ar ben lochayle lezokin tein mezoinoim. One is ma'ar ben lochayle lezokin, you cheshbin shtei sudis kedei mezoina. You don't cheshbin what a normal person eats, you cheshbin what their sudis are, chayle zokin. Ule Ravton, Besuda beinini shel kolodom. A person who has a tremendous appetite, a rafton, you don't cheshben what he eats, what he divorces for a suda, you cheshben besuda beinini shel kolodom. So the Gemara's kasha is, Rav Shimon ben Elozer says, a rafton, you don't cheshben with him. So lechayre, in this Mishnah says, by shtei sudas la'erev, you cheshben lefi ma'ashe hu adam. But he is. He in a cheshbon with him. And for the Gemara, tilgema achayla v'zokin. Tilgema, that what you cheshbon with him is, if he's achayla or zokin, you cheshbon with his appetite. Havel raftam botla daitoi eitzel kol odom. So, it's botla daitoi. Perhaps it could be mamtik a little. It says lafi masha hu adam, that alle menschliche shiurim yecheshben. Him is botla daita etzal kol adam. Er is nish kein adam. He's a raftan. So memele. So this doesn't go into the cheshben. So this mishnah can also go according to Amshim ben Elazar. Zogt Rashi, Tilgim Elohod, the Tali Shiyure, Ba'odam Atzmoy, Achayla Vezokin, Ulekule, Uloy Araftam Ulechumra, the Botla Daitoy. Zogt Taisves, Tilgim Achayla Vezokin, Vim Taima. So, since Lemaisa we said Pshat, that this is going on Chayla Vezokin, that Achayla Vezokin, Yecheshben, what his Suda, so you don't Cheshben on the Suda Dalma. So, Mamela, why did you have to say that this mission is going according to Sumches? And Amashu Wadam means that a Yisrael is not permitted to be Ma'ariv with Truma. Look, Menami Kerabonon. The Sumches. Va'keil if Imashu Wadam, Achayla Vazokin. It's going on Chayla Vazokin. The Larabonon Ma'arvin Chayla Vazokin, Kedei Mezainon. The Mekili Tvei Mesumches. They Zichar will hold that you Ma'ariv for Chayla Vizokin, because they're more Michael than Sumchis. The Omri, they say it's false. I feel a midi delay chazi lay ma'arvin, mishum de chazi lachine. That you can be ma'arv truma li Yisrael, because it's chazi lakoyin. Kolsh came de ma'arvin be midi de chazi lay, afal gav de lay chazi lachine. So me'mele asuda va Chayla Vizokin, will zicha be good. So if I talk to you, why did the Gemara a minute before have to say that this Mishnah is only going according to Sumchis? It could be going according to the Rabbon and the Sumchis, and it's going by Chayla Vezok. The Yeshloim, as it says, is there until Santa tells, the Rabbonon ain't ma'alvin l'chayla l'zokin, k'day mizoynon. So Taisva says, by according to the Rabbonon, you're not ma'alv l'chayla l'zokin k'day mizoynon. Ela besuda beinanis. By a chayla v'zokin yimara v'asuda beinis. Why? To kivin de loibo midi de chazile. According to the rabbon, you don't need midi de chazile. Yimara v'trumali Yisrael. Im kain, le chayla v'zokin ma'ar v'nami, afilu b'machod le chazilehu elo lebori. What will be if you'll have yev a chayla v'zokin? He can't have a steak. It's too heavy for him. Can you be ma'arev with a steak for a chayla v'zokin? Is it a good? Because just like you can be ma'arev truma li Yisrael, can be ma'arev a steak for a chayla. Now, when you're going to measure the size of the steak, how are you going to measure the size of a steak? Not by this chayla v'zokin, who can only live on chicken soup. You're going to measure with a shir beinani, el lebori. Ubemidi de lechazil el lebori. Ubemidi de lechazil edidu. Alkochach shiyurei besuda beinani. So by a steak, if you can be ma'arif with a steak for a chaylev, so alkochach will be besuda beinani. Because it's not chazi lei, it's chazi to someone else. So you have to question how much steak someone else needs. Vim kein gam bemidi de chazi lohu, beinin shir suda beinani. So me'mela, if you look by chicken soup, you also need a suda beinani. Dein tzvore sheila rabbonon bei shiyurein lechayla lezokim. Inami akelipi mashu odam mashmen nami lafuki Yisrael betrume. Odam noket tilgim achayla vazokin udin ava motz laminka da Yisrael betrume. Odam noket chayla vazokin meshim drabshim naloza ayri bay.